to the Rusty Quill Gaming Podcast Patreon special. It's me, your host, Lydia Nicholas. Woo! And with me today, yay, I have...
Alex Newell, problem player.
Helen Gould. Not a problem.
Definitely a problem.
Helen Gould, not a problem. I like it. And...
James Ross, opportunity.
And Bryn Monroe, honestly trying to help.
Cat Wrangler. Cat Wrangler.
Good Bryn. We like Bryn. Right. Right, so we have a lot of really lovely miniatures that were gifted to us. We're not actually playing those characters, but since all these kids were named after people that were played, they're stuck in the future from... Like Sasha isn't
stuck
really
in the future.
Stuck in the past. From her perspective, she's living in a continuous timeline. So everyone else is like
trapped. Sasha's problem is that she can't get everyone else back into the past, not that she needs to go into the future.
Yeah, she's got responsibilities. She's got a lot on.
Can I have my miniature Azu, who is now Azus and is actually tiny?
Yep. I changed the names in a sense that I looked up how Latin pronunciations kind of might
you
work.
You did it as well as Sasha would.
So where are they all standing? This is important.
So where did we come in? We came in
you
through the
You came in
mirror.
Through that door? Or where, the mirror is a hole in the...
Then thing. I believe I would have probably ended up going through second to last because I was faffing around demanding money.
So that... I've drawn a map in front of them. It's quite a long room. It's got a big four-poster bed. It's got a fluffy rug. And it's got a set of hangy-pull things on the wall. It is... From to your eyes, empty.
Is there a big statue of Zeus?
No, there is not.
Can I check quickly? This thing here.
Wait. I realise I did not introduce your characters.
Oh yeah.
That is rather foolish. I don't know how that works. We're just being a weirdo.
We're doing a loosey goosey Patreon special. It's
all good. Yeah, it's fine. This is deliberately loose.
My character
loose.
Is a loose goose.
And it's a lovely village.
Lovely villa.
Villa.
No, yours is more like the goose from Untitled Goose Game. You just wander around making
living. Literally the reference
we were making. That's what we were doing, Alex.
Everyone knew.
Why are you?
Have you not played it?
No, not yet.
I haven't.
It's just come out on PS4.
Mm. I know.
From Alex's perspective, it's just unplayed Goose Game.
It's true.
Right. So the characters that you're playing, and give the names as well, because they are... They were all named after Sasha's old family from the future, from her perspective.
Long unborn now.
Long unborn, yes, although they have been mangled by Latin speakers. Who are you?
Oh, I'm Azus, and I have a positive mental attitude, which, as we played through, has been proven a lie. I am apparently really sulky because I've just played to the room in a big way, which is fine. That's how characters work.
Oh, Alex created a really annoying character.
What
a shock.
That happened.
And Azus
so unexpected.
Is also as small as Azus can get, and... That
small.
Apparently is a full character, small and not as positive as I'd hoped.
I mean, like you're
small
at
and
that,
hypocritical. There we go.
You're at that awkward like 11-year-old age where you're beginning to like not see through the shiny golden like vista of childhood, and instead you're getting mean.
I was well keen, but then there was no hypercourse, so it's like whatever.
Helen,
yes, I am playing Wild, and I am a cocky whistler.
It sounds like
something the Wild would thoroughly approve of.
Yeah. It just sounds like a spoonerism that is dirty, but it's not. I'm like
a walking kissler.
It's got the cadence of something that
you're definitely a walking kissler.
It sounds like a type of owl or a type of mudlark.
Anyway, Helen's character is 12 and very assured of herself.
And not to be confused with the whistle cock, which is a legitimate mechanical device. That
James! Who are you? Why?
I'm playing Amadeus, who's like just suddenly discovered politics through like one book and is like really into it.
Unfortunately, that's basically the only book on politics that's been written. Yeah. So actually, you're quite up on it.
I'm surprisingly well read by default.
In fact, in a lot of ways, you do know everything there is to know.
I know literally everything. You can tell me nothing.
I mean...
You're not my real mum. Shut up, Helen.
Bryn. You're my real mum.
Bryn, who are you?
I'm not my real mum, I'll tell you that much.
You don't know that.
Yeah, you can't be sure. Things are very chaotic after the dragoning.
I'm playing Riz, and I'm the older, more responsible one, but I'm also very lanky and awkward about it.
Aww. We've all got a lot of soft spots for. I'm entirely soft spots for Riz.
Yeah.
Just like one big soft spot.
You're a soft spot.
Yeah, I am. So
I mean, there was a soft spot in episode one, but James popped it, so.
Oh! You're in a room! You're in a room!
Sense of the narrative.
You're in a room. You're in a room. It's a long room. There's a four-poster bed. There's a bunch of things dangled against the wall. There's a lovely fluffy rug in the centre. What do you do?
I pick up the rug.
Okay, it picks you up back.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you are grappled.
Oh my god!
Grappling's great. I know grappling. Grappling's good in this system. Okay. It actually works.
Oh, I genuinely
put it down!
No,
I can't!
She cannot.
It's alive!
The target. Yeah.
How far is this grappling going? Is it a shag pile rug?
No, I'm 12. Shut up, James.
Oh yes,
it's
quite
a smothering
I'm
14,
rug. It's just about okay.
No, it isn't.
If the rug is also 14.
Okay, yeah, that's fine. I can't be a hypocrite about what I did when I was 14.
I was mostly sad that I couldn't have a yo-yo at 14. I'm not joking.
But you had already been working for several years.
Yeah.
I had a job for more than 2 years by 14, yeah.
So we all had weird childhoods.
Yeah, stealing vodka from my dad.
Woo, woo. I mean, that is what being 14 and British is.
Oh my god, get a job!
I'm supposed to be can't be hypocritical about the fact that, yeah, you did. Okay.
Buy your vodka
so,
at 14. Don't do that.
I genuinely don't know how to. Okay, I'm gonna grapple you.
Do we need to go into initiative order?
Yes.
We're still in the surprise round, so sort of no.
Oh, no, yeah. No, it is a surprise round. You grab the rug, and the rug grabs you back.
Better.
It says +5 to hit. So I need to. What is your escape? I have no idea.
So, it depends what's currently. It depends what's currently happening. If it is a monster that has an attack and then it gets to grapple as part of the attack,
it does.
Then you just do an attack roll and then we'll take it from there.
Okay.
If they don't have that and they are grappling, it skips a few steps.
I attack smother.
Fantastic.
The,
yeah. In that case, then you roll the attack roll.
Okay.
To hit. Normally, I mean, I can't see the monster, so I'm kind of going off.
19 Ooh. +5.
So there's you no possible me. Way a level 3 character would have an AC that high.
Nope.
Meaning
no.
that
you're grappled.
It's definitely a hit. So then you describe what the effect of that attack is.
So you reach down to grab the rug, thinking perhaps that there was
a trapdoor.
I thought
the statue was there.
Yeah. No. The rug, in its fluffy fluffness, it is a deep shag pile rug, but that's not. A problem.
It's
by
a shag.
By shag, we mean cormorant, so it's fine.
Yes, it's made of cormorant. What? No, it's
That's
a very
really
fluffy
Brit
rug.
Like that.
No.
Right. Brit understood that.
I know That's that a shag different. Is a kind of bird, but
yeah,
I
yeah.
thought that.
James, it's not that we
not
don't
why...
understand. We just don't find you funny.
Oh!
Fighting words.
This is why he doesn't come back
so
often.
A child is being throttled by a rug.
Yeah, care about me.
Everyone stab the rug!
The small child is wrapped around with a rug. Imagine a manta ray of death
I'm
and
totally
fur.
I'm totally with you.
Right. You know,
furry manta ray is bizarrely a really good touchstone
like
for me.
Flopping with his smothery arms. You can't see this, listeners, but I'm miming... my heart out.
Lydia
it's
is giving an excellent hug to herself.
It says...
Would you like us to roll initiative?
Yes, now. But you... While
she
you're grappled...
Take some damage first,
yes,
yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Let
at the start of the target's turns, you take 2d6 +3 bludgeoning damage.
Holy cool. crap!
So we'll wait till you get your turn. Roll low and you'll be fine.
Yeah,
you don't
want to
be at the top
order.
Of initiative, otherwise you're in real trouble.
Well, I already rolled my initiative and it was 2, so...
That is a good thing for you.
I rolled a 1.
Is it modified in any way?
Yes, +3, because we're all playing the same character, which means I can give instant answers, which is excellent.
I thought that would be easier.
Then I have a 20.
Ooh!
Not a natural 20, so I have a 20.
Okay.
15
right.
for Azus.
Okay, I'm going to write these down. Yeah, look at me writing down initiative
order.
You need
to roll initiative for the rug as well.
Oh, yes, I do.
See, I'm thinking at long term. I might convert to a GM screen because I can do tracking things on it. So
You
should get a DM screen.
You can get ones that, instead of like having pre-printed stuff, have pockets. You just slide your own pieces of paper.
Yeah, that's
into.
Kind of what I'm looking at.
Mm. Only the ones designed for boys have pockets, though.
Yeah, female ones just look nice.
No, they have several ungainly handbags.
No, they all, yeah. They also use all of the space with things that look like pockets but don't open.
Mm. Oh, that's so annoying.
God,
it's
like
to
a cheap
preserve
suit, got
the line.
Yeah,
oh, yeah. It preserves the line of the DM screen.
Preserves the gender line is what it preserves.
Yeah.
Am I right?
Yeah, you're totally right.
Every time I buy ladies' trousers, they don't have pockets, and it's really annoying.
Okay.
There's no way you put your genitals on. That's right, nuisance.
Genuinely?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's
good in the hips, though.
Oh yeah.
Good in the hips. Spacious. I like it.
Cool. I don't know why you would buy lady trousers, because they're just the same but more expensive.
And objectively worse because of the pocket thing.
Yeah. Yeah. But you know, I champion your right to do so.
I did it once. It wasn't as good a change as I'd hoped.
No.
No. Also, fun fact, Alex doesn't suit bell-bottom jeans.
Yeah.
This is from deep in the distant past.
And the boots with the fur.
A child is being smothered! Smothered by a rug!
Unless the child's being smothered into club. I don't think anything's that obvious.
James, you're up. You have a dagger, a crossbow, and a rapier.
Mm-hmm.
And, your sibling is being smothered in a big...
Remember to flank it!
Ah, which you accidentally opened a can of worms there, which is... Fifth Ed does have an optional flanking mechanic, but does not include flanking by default.
Oh, but I thought it was in there.
Yeah, so I'm using it as a shorthand for the sneak attack damage rule.
Ah,
wall.
Very, very different. Very, very different.
I'm aware.
Good.
Okay, I'd like to do the mechanically best thing, please, but skin it interestingly, as I did in every single one of the enormously successful and amusing 79 episodes I was in. How do I do that?
I suppose you stab the rug.
I stab the rug.
You pick a weapon first.
All right,
rapier.
With rapier, I'm going to imply that we should use teamwork. And as Amadeus is first on, I think that it's not a coincidence. This rug has four corners, and there are four of us.
Okay.
Like Captain Planet, but without the heart one.
Are you going to spend your turn explaining that?
What?
Are you going to spend your turn explaining that?
Pin it by the corners and jab the rapier into the nearest corner.
Interestingly, okay, sneak attack lesson very quick, okay? In order to get sneak attack as rogues, you either get advantage on the thing, which would be like, you create an advantage for yourself. You throw dirt in its eyes, you set it on fire, I don't know, it's kind of like up for whatever the GM thinks will work. The other way that it works is real specific. It's, you don't have to do advantage and you get sneak attack if an enemy of the target, okay, is within 5 feet, isn't incapacitated, and you don't have disadvantage. So here's the thing. Technically speaking, being engulfed, I don't think you are incapacitated
as
such.
You're not engulfed. It's grappled.
So, yeah, if you're grappled and you're within 5 feet, technically it triggers.
You are incapacitated.
So even though you're literally being, like, grappled, unless it explicitly says you are incapacitated...
I can still stab it.
Everyone else can stab it for enormous damage.
Everyone else gets sneak attack against it.
Which is, in this system, real big.
For flavour, can I also add a distraction thing to the rug? Which is Amadeus spills some red wine on it.
If you want, Lydia, you can just show me the specific bit of the mechanics that it references and I'll just be able to tell you immediately.
Oh, I'm quite excited about what's about to happen.
Excellent. Good.
Oh, no.
Okay, what?
Wait, she's not Alex. We don't need to be upset that she's excited.
No, red wine is going on the carpet, guys.
Alex,
pretty exciting times.
Okay, let me remind myself how much damage you do with the sneak.
See, Alex is way too up on
2d6.
I've turned into Bryn for 5th Ed because I'm sat there knowing how all of the systems interact, like at the drop of a hat, which is a very different experience. So I'm coding everything that everyone says in a weird way. It's like I'm looking at the Matrix code for the first time. Pathfinder's far easier. I just blag.
Yeah, basically, you are close enough for it to be equivalent to flanked. That's, I'm just going to call it equivalent to flanked.
Right.
So, yes, stab away. You do 2d6 damage if you hit it.
Okay.
So, roll to hit.
Well, it'll be 1d8 plus 2d6 plus 3 damage.
Oh, my goodness.
On a hit.
Okay, and what do I need to roll to hit?
A d20.
Roll the d20 and I'll tell you if you
And
hit.
You get a plus 5 to hit with your rapier.
Good grief, do we?
Yeah. That is a 9 plus whatever that modifier was.
Plus 5.
14.
Total. Oh, you hit it, yes. Okay. Roll your damage.
So that's 2d6 plus 1d8 plus 3.
A lot.
Die, secretary.
Yep, coming.
Yep, that's the right noise to be making, Helen.
I prefer the term dice PA.
I'm imagining for some reason a very short person with like a silver platter full of dice.
Executive dice assistant, thank you.
He's been promoted from undersecretary of clanking
as dice. As I used to be in EA, that just obviously involves photocopying the dice deliberately badly and making tea sarcastically.
How do you make sarcastic teas?
So you got...
Okay. Cool. Tell me how much damage you did.
You may want to cut that for genuine legal reasons for yourself.
No, I didn't actually
the tea. Okay. Now you're in the clear again.
I'm fine.
That's how it works. Yep.
Good. Okay. Total of 12.
Plus 3,
15.
Okay. No, you didn't, because half of that went to... the system works! You stab through the rug, and it does flinch at the touch of the rapier, but it seems like after you went through the thick, squishy, fluffy cloth, it's very high, very good. It's probably got a really good underlay as well.
Exceedingly high thread count.
It's a really good rug. You feel the squishy resistance of human flesh, and 7 of the damage. I'm going to round down. 7 of the damage goes to Squeaky Little Wild.
I'm on 13 points.
That's loads. Yeah. That's almost more than what we can deal in a single hit.
Yeah.
I love this creature. This is a great creature.
Okay, the rug is flopping around. It's a very... It continues to flop around floppily. And it is Alex's turn. Azus, what are you going to do?
Quick question. Yep. If you want me to take an action to decide it, that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of lighting does this room have? So, as in, like, torches on the walls, a chandelier. Like, there must be a way of lighting the room normally. It could just be empty and they take candles. Is there, at a glance, any way of lighting the room?
There is a chandelier, but it does not seem to be lit by fire.
That's fine. Is the chandelier currently...
It's hanging from the roof.
Chained to the roof, or is it like a lowerable one with candles and that?
It is chained to the roof, but the light that's coming off it that appears to be like magical light, cool. Not fire.
You're safe. I won't drop a flaming chandelier on you then.
Yeah.
Thank you.
This is why I ask these questions.
I'd like to flop, flop, fluffy, fluffy,
I'd like to stab
flop.
The
Mantle
rug in a panic.
Ray of death.
I'd like to stab the rug in a
that
panic,
sounds
please.
Sounds grand.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
I will move up, use my object interaction to draw my rapier, then use my main action to attack the rug.
Yep, cool. Attack
so
the floppy rug.
So turned on right now.
I know, right? Competence is hot.
For the benefit of the tape, that is heavy sarcasm. I'm
it's still
so
unpleasant to be between you.
So dry.
Really thought that I was designing an encounter that wouldn't kill you all horribly.
It's plus 5 with the rapier, right?
Yeah.
17 to hit.
Yeah, you got him.
Dice me, people, dice me.
No, you're going to kill me.
I need 2d6 and a d8, please.
Oh, my words.
My thank you, Brinkus.
Oh, man.
15 total damage. Piercing. Well, okay. No, actually, that's a lie. That is 6 piercing damage and 9... what's it called?
The difference doesn't make a difference. It doesn't make a difference to the rug.
Gotcha.
Because I've decided that it doesn't, even if technically it would. Don't write in on a postcard.
Okay.
Little Wild takes 7 damage. That is half of... You said 16, right?
No, don't worry, while we're 15. Teenagers, piercing
the tall.
Yeah,
15. Yeah. So I've rounded down yours, and I'm being kind.
I'm on 6 hit points, everyone.
Yeah, well, it's...
Now it's the rug's go.
It is the rug's go.
Oh, my God, you're going to have killed me.
I didn't kill you. Amma just did the first hit, so technically he struck the killing blow. That's how that works,
right?
No,
that's not how it works.
But I don't think that the rug acts on its go. It acts at the beginning of your go.
True. There are many monsters where that would be the case, yes.
Yes, because you said that I only had to roll those 2d6 at the beginning of my row.
If it's the creature that Alex personally suspects it is, then definitely yes.
It's a smother rug.
Is it a genuine separate thing?
It's a smother rug.
Oh, cool. That is not what I thought it was.
It's what is...
Ooh.
A peek behind...
I'm so excited.
A peek behind the curtain is that since I couldn't actually access the, like, 5th ed playbooks, I think I accidentally made it entirely out of homebrew editions.
Oh, no, that's great. This isn't what I thought it was. Oh, this is fantastic. Good.
Everything might be slightly off and unbalanced.
No, that's great. That means I have no idea what to expect. I love it.
As we have learned from the fact that Helen's character is probably going to die.
Actually, yeah, metagame, you're probably going to die.
Yeah.
Save me.
Okay.
Someone!
Right. So you know how you rolled 2 on your initiative? That was really good. Because it was really helpful for everyone to act before you.
But then they
didn't do anything helpful.
I rolled a 1 on my initive.
Yeah. No!
I was going to pull you out of the rug.
Yeah, that would really have helped.
On my turn.
That honestly, I...
But unfortunately, you're acting before me.
Yeah, so the rug, it is now... Helen's go. The rug has been just like flopping around softly.
But we get to play with the death save mechanics in 5th ed, which are really nice.
Are they?
Yeah, they're quite cool.
Okay, cool.
They're really exciting till you die.
Oh, so that's 9 damage.
And I'm out. -3.
Oh my gosh. You guys, like, I made this so easy. I should not have left these two. Sasha is a bad mother.
So.
I am unconscious.
Would you like to know how unconscious and dying works in the system?
Yeah, I should probably
somebody
look that
save
up.
Me.
So you get 3 opportunities on your turns to make something called a death saving throw. Mm. Okay, it's comparatively straightforward. Unless I'm mistaken, Bryn, it has been a while since I've done a death saving throw. It's just a DC 10, isn't it? In 5th ed. Yeah, you have to roll a D20 and get 10 or higher. Okay? If you do, you make your first death saving throw. If you get 3 death saving throws in a row, you come back up onto 1 hit point. If you get less than that, 3 in a row, you die.
No. You have a... It's first to 3 of successes.
Oh, sorry, I misexplained. That's fair, yeah. It's first to 3, it's not consecutives.
Okay.
Don't roll
a
1.
Flash cut back to lunch. Sasha is the end of the thing. She's like, actually, wait, like, I've trained you all over such a long period of time, and I really think that this will be an easy job, but just in case, I have these. You see these extremely expensive looking potion flasks.
Thank God.
of lesser heal? What's the small one?
Cure light wounds?
Cure light wounds, yes. You've all got one! They were very expensive.
There are 2 things that you
I really like the cure. You probably wouldn't have heard of them.
Helen, the only really thing you want to take away is don't roll a 1 and try not to take damage while you're unconscious. These are 2 things that would go badly for you. Okay?
Do I roll my death save now?
Yeah.
If it's
the start of your turn, yes.
It is the start of my turn.
1! No!
Okay.
No!
So you are not
dead. Oh my gosh!
You are not dead. You have failed your first 2 death saving throws straight away. If you roll lower than a 10 from now on, you are dead.
Why is she hitting herself? Why is she hitting herself?
If you take any damage while you're unconscious, you automatically fail another death save.
I think that's about time for a break. So we'll see you all in a sec.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
And we're back. Okay, is her go over now?
It depends. If the creature is attempting to hurt her
on her turn. Yeah. It's
okay.
Done
in
everything.
That case, as long as nothing hurts you before your next go, you're still alive. Unless you roll on your turn less than 10.
Oh my gosh, kids! Oh my gosh! It's just a rug. Okay.
It's not just a rug. It's eating me.
It's all your siblings did this to you.
No, 2 of her siblings did. One of them has been competent and just slow.
Bryn.
I run up to the rug and attempt to pull Wild out of it.
Okay.
Thank you.
I think that's great. That's a really good move. And you should... One second. You can roll on strength or... So athletics or acrobatics.
I roll acrobatics.
Cool. Yes, good choice. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. 22.
Okay, and I need to...
That means you have to do like a pirouette or something.
Opposed, but the chances of being a 22 are slim at this level.
Very slim. Woo!
Yeah.
The rug got 9, right? So that is a 6, but it's plus 3.
Yeah.
Yeah. So some people went, eh? And I'm like, ah. Right, the rug like squirms again, like a manta ray of fluffy death. Ugh. I mean, you've been so cozy this whole time.
Yes.
I don't know if cozy is how I would describe it.
Cozy with the occasional, like, pink of pain. And then bludgeoning. And then unconsciousness.
Cozy with a chance of bludgeoning is the much less successful follow-up.
You pop out of the rug. You don't make that noise.
Okay.
It's
more like a...
Yeah. Somehow slimy yet fluffy, and I would say that Bryn's character like staggers a step backwards. I'll give you a free 5-foot step away from the.
And
rug.
We both fall over.
Oh, okay.
Just cause. Why not? It's
well,
funny.
I can't stand, so yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Make yourself dead weight.
Make yourself vulnerable. Okay. There is a floppy rug flopping all over the floor. So James,
we don't know how close you are to death, so I'm going to shout, "Stab it!"
I'm very interested, okay. James, in how your character is apparently standing on the rug.
Well,
it's because it wrapped around, so I assumed it was occupying less space.
That would make sense. So it is in the rug. Currently is in this.
Yeah. So I
assumed
it
otherwise sort
of wrapped
it's a huge
up.
Creature, and then we're in real
yeah,
trouble.
Yeah, I assumed it had wrapped up into
it,
a single
it was
square.
Originally, it has a mimic ability, so it was mimicking a big rug.
Yeah, that makes sense.
But then when it goes...
Because I thought it was a mimic, so it's not. So I'm well into this.
No, I did actually have some... Well, that's partly because I had a mimic prepared.
Ah.
In case the rug was too easy. Yes. There's a lot of things that could be alive in that room, and you guys might have got off easy. That's what I'm saying.
Wow.
Yes.
I'm glad you touched the rug before the bed, which is even bigger.
The manta ray of...
The bed is just a mouth. Yeah. It's one of those ones with, like storage underneath.
Oh, a Murphy bed with teeth.
But it's a throat, yeah.
We look out the window at the hills, and it turns out the hills are a mimic. The hills are alive.
Oh,
that's...
Terrifying.
Yeah. With the sound of munching.
Yeah. So what are you going to do about the manta ray of death? James!
Right, so Wild is no longer in any way in contact with the rug.
Nope.
So Amadeus tries to stab the rug again,
yep.
I think.
You get sneak attack again, or if you hit it.
I'm rolling d20 plus something to hit.
Plus 5. Mm-hmm.
15 plus 5 is
yep.
20.
Cool. Now whack me, baby.
2d6 plus d8 plus 3.
16 total.
Ooh. Oh gosh, the I've lost the lead in my pencil.
It happens to everyone at a certain age.
Read some fifth ed manuals.
Yeah,
and try
that'll do it for you.
Okay, the rug is decidedly worse for wear. It's pretty tatty.
Barely understood that, Brit. Stop laughing.
But it's not dead.
I'm trying to think down to your level and it's not working. Carry on.
Flipping around. On the floor.
It's flopping happy, around happy
the
time.
Christmas tree on a horrible fifth gone
this,
wrong.
This yep. could be so much worse. Imagine if it was a bearskin rug. Like, there'd be
or
the bear and
bear.
The face be like, arr.
Oh, that would have been better, yeah. Anyway.
Do you want, do you want to wreck on that in any way?
Okay. Right. So, what happens
you,
is.
You did well, James. You
Azus
stabbed
Azus doesn't
the
do
rug.
What Azus is told because that's not how Azus rolls.
Mm.
You stabbed me.
Azus immediately drops. His sword and freaks out because Wild is clearly unconscious and really badly hurt, bursts into tears.
Oh no!
Fafs uses the object interaction
yeah.
to draw a potion and move over and then uses the main action, if you will allow it, to force feed the potion
I
to Wild going,
lovely.
Oh, I'm really sorry.
Glug, glug, glug.
Because it occurs to Alex, metagame, that Bryn's turn is after Helen's, and Helen will do this thing that we like to call die.
Yeah.
Do as the Romans do.
Indeed.
We've established
horribly.
We've established so far in the campaign that doing as the Romans do means dying.
Correct. Yes.
Lots. Good move.
Technically, it's a little bit sketchy because I'm using an object interaction twice, but I am sacrificing my entire main action.
I'm going to allow it. And you are standing next to them.
Yeah, you are.
Oh, yeah.
So you didn't even need to move.
Rules as raw, I think I'm in the same.
So a potion of minor healing, how much heal
does
it do?
My brain powers. 2d8 plus...
Oh, okay, well then...
3?
If it's a cure light wounds, it's d8 plus 1.
Oh, yeah, my God, yeah, because it's not even moderate.
It's a light. It's
1d8
plus
1.
Do I roll that, or do you?
You
roll it.
Lydia's choice.
You roll it. I say that because you established that there were not as many potions back in the day.
Yes, they are. They are rare. And expensive.
7!
Woo!
So the way it works is you're immediately back up to 0, as it were, and then you get an 8. So even if you had taken more damage, yeah, once you're under 0, the game doesn't care for 5th Ed. It's a bit simpler.
Okay, so I now have 8 points.
Yes.
Yep.
Okay.
Oh, and a crying ally weeping over your broken form.
Yep.
It's okay.
I'm
going to stop doing that, but that continues throughout this scene.
Wild pats Azus on the head.
It's the rug's turn, and tactically it sees, in inverted commas, because it has blind sight because it is blind, but still it sees.
For it is a rug.
Tis a rug! For tis a rug.
Tis a rug.
Tis a rug. There's a whole bunch of stabby people in one.
If you prick me, do I not shed?
If you vacuum me, do I not itch? I don't really know how rugs experience it. Anyway, it attacks Amidus. Because Amidus is on his own.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
And everyone else is in a big pile-up.
It's true.
We are
three deep.
Literally.
I felt like that was an accurate representation of the situation, guys. I've been moving the models around.
Yeah.
So they got 13.
That is not going to hit your AC.
Is that the rug?
Yeah.
The rug got 13.
Yeah.
No, I don't. Does
it
that?
Flops on
AC's
you
40.
And misses. Yeah. It's flappy manta ray of death. Wounds,
Amidus is wafted by a tassel.
I should ask, at any point between the start of the adventure of now, did you strip naked? Because that would affect your AC.
No.
There you go then. Yeah,
still,
you're fine.
Amidus clearly is the kind of teenager who wears too many clothes and is uncomfortably warm.
Indeed.
Oh, yeah, so many layers.
Oh, God, it's smelly.
Gothed up, hanging around a shopping centre.
Maybe how the rug
only goth on the beach.
You.
Yeah.
It is Helen's turn. Wild. What you doing?
I drink my own potion of cure light wounds.
There you go. Look at that. Oh. Well, 5.
Okay.
It's cool.
That's,
I mean, you're on about the same number of hit points as Sasha walked around with.
The entire campaign.
Not used to this.
Yeah.
People
were always like, oh, why is Lynn rolling so high on perception? I'm like, because so low in so many other very important areas.
It's true. It's true.
This is a lot of expense. This is the thing. So, like, Sasha has sent this group of teenagers out with some expensive drinks and is going to be in no way surprised when she comes back.
It's fine. What's going to happen is that Sasha's going to sit all the kids down and teach the final most important lesson called opportunity cost.
Wild also goes,
Bren, you're up.
Riz rolls out from underneath the cuddle pile.
I think that's your movement.
Yeah. But I would like to, whilst doing that, draw one of my daggers and throw it at the rug.
Cool, I like it. Throw away.
No, throw at the rug. If he throws it away, wastage.
Oh.
Fair.
14 total.
Yeah, that's a hit.
And because the rug is still being threatened
by
Amidus, I get my sneak attack damage on that.
Poor little rug.
So
no! Kill the rug!
Floppy manta ray!
Destroy the rug!
Just wants to cuddle you!
Does it badly!
You reject a hug.
The dagger is slightly less powerful than the rapier, so
it's
trying
to kill me.
D4 instead of D8.
Specific situation. Like in a game that I'm not going to record, like in a personal game, I'm going to get one of these as a furnishing in my game, seriously. Brilliant.
I rolled so well, you guys.
Oh, hey.
You know how you guys were doing like 15, 16 with the rapier? I just did 18 with a thrown dagger.
Really?
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Like, you do have longer arms.
One off the maximum amount of damage.
That's pretty cool. The rug only had one hit point left.
I just obliterated that rug.
So that is...
I threw a knife at its throat.
The rug is like all folded up and you throw the dagger and it goes like through every single wall the way on the other side. Pins it to the back wall.
Yes.
And then the rug just kind of like flakes down.
There's a kind of like...
Yeah.
It sounds like a Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy mattress. It's been flooping around.
That's sort of what I was imagining. Oh. Yeah.
Oh, sorry, I'm in character.
Yep. Okay, you're out of initiative.
Is everyone okay? Is everyone okay?
That's me. Wild's dead.
I'm not dead.
Wild's definitely about to die.
I slap Azus.
Oh, now I'm probably...
Okay, guys, we're okay. Everyone calm down. Good work, Azus. Good work on getting the healing potion. Well done, everyone. Brilliant work getting the rug.
I was brilliant. You're welcome.
Well done. Well done. Everyone's okay.
Wild, I got your soap.
Thank you. Wild very timidly gives Azus a hug. It's all right.
It's not home.
I'm fine.
It's not home.
You know what the boss says, you know, doesn't matter if you almost die.
Why is it boring?
Yeah, oh, you get to choose a scar. You are so proud of this scar.
Sasha's got so many and she's always showing them to us.
Yeah.
She doesn't show them off. They're just so many that they're always on show.
Yeah.
I am going to...
Is it Rugburn?
Yeah, it should be Rugburn. That's the only one you can have from this, surely.
Well, you said bludgeoning damage, so I was thinking about broken bones, but...
Oh, what the... Oh, but that has a scar. What, your elbow bends backwards or something?
Crooked nose.
Yeah, I'm going to have a broken
crooked
nose.
Crooked ribs.
No, not crooked ribs. No.
It'd look weird.
Yeah, it would.
It would.
You got a broken nose. That's cool. It's casually wonky and it's cool.
Okay. Can I... What's roll to comfort?
Charisma, I guess.
It depends. If you actually care, it's probably not performance.
It's probably deception.
Persuasion or deception.
Yeah. Persuade. I'll give you a roll persuade.
So I am hugging you, but I don't know what to do. So I'm just going to be like, I'm fine. I'm standing up and everything. Look, check me out. That's a 15 on comfort.
You are comforted. I've decided.
Okay.
I'm all right.
Okay.
So you give me a potion?
Yeah.
You did really well.
Yeah.
That's a good thing to do.
Yeah.
Oh gosh, I've made this so tricky. Okay.
Trauma. It's the Rusty Quill brand.
Yeah, you're looking around the room now. You could, you know.
We're gonna very carefully explore the room.
Yeah.
We're not gonna touch anything without first just testing it.
I disagree. I am going to be attached to Wild like a limpet.
Oh!
An unhelpful limpet will have mechanical penalties if you try to do anything.
Yep. Wanna look around?
Sure. Investigate the room, look for signs of the statue. But treat all objects in the room as potentially dangerous. like I'm literally gonna get my rapier out and poke every object with the rapier before I touch it myself.
Fair.
And then I'm gonna roll investigate.
Yeah, Avanus is gonna do something very similar. 8 plus whatever I add to that.
Investigation, so plus 2. So 14 total.
10 total.
You know what? If you choose to investigate, I'll assist, but I'm not letting go.
That's fine.
I'll never let go.
That's going to be really problematic.
We'll remember what happens when you let go.
You don't let go to a player character. It's really important.
Oh, the painful. Right.
So you.
Oh, James doesn't get it because he doesn't.
Oh, sorry. That's how Helen killed all the other party members.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, that's how they all got lost.
I assume that you did it softly with your song, as is your wont.
Okay, looking around the room, you can see that there's a big four-poster bed. I don't know if that's a thing in Roman times, but they're enjoying this bed. It's cool. I mean, look.
It's a four-column bed in Roman times.
Even in mind that,
oh, hang on. It's four columns, but it's a bit tasteless, but this person has put this four-column bed in here ionically.
You stunner! If you didn't make that joke, I would have.
Yeah,
yes!
You're welcome. Thank you.
10 out of 10.
You.
Would laugh again.
You need X out of X. You're welcome. I do. Carry on. Dumb.
Well, happy with
people
that, James.
People who like that really like it. Carry on.
I don't
get it.
It's not meant for everyone.
Ionic and James, Doric pillars, and ionic sounds like ironic. And it's a hipster bed.
It is a pew.
Right.
Play
I thought maybe they'd propelled it into the room with a certain type of charged atom, but...
Alas, no.
That's the science. We don't...
Be positive. That's
So there's a bed.
Yep.
It looks nice, cosy. You poke it a lot,
yeah.
And it does not react. There are... Around, you can see along one wall, there's a bunch of ropes that go off into the ceiling. One might assume that pulling them would have some kind of effect.
Yeah, I will not have pulled them.
No.
Because I would like to know what they're connected to. I don't want to summon a servant to this room.
Mm.
But maybe we'll have to pull them in the end.
Mm.
Is there any way of working out what the... ropes are connected to without actually putting them.
Would you like to roll a perception specifically on this? Yes.
Can I assist and give him advantage?
Oh, yes, you can. What, you're peering really hard.
Well, I'm like discussing.
Okay.
I rolled exactly the same with both dice.
The system works.
Which is 12 minus 1 for perception, which is 11.
You don't see any way to see what they are.
All right, I'm a teenager with very poor impulse control. I pull the ropes.
Okay.
Mr. James.
It eats your hand.
There's this is great. It moves things along. There's
you're pulled immediately from the room and die.
There's nothing seems attractive.
Very, very short campaign. I've got childcare, so I work quite well with my plans.
Nothing seems to happen for a while until you hear outside someone saying, like, I would like to let you through, presumably to the mirror.
Oh, yeah.
Is there anything that you want to
quick,
do?
Everyone gathered round the...
Yeah.
The door. Edges of the mirror.
Oh, I pick up my rapier.
Oh, yeah. A servant, very... Thank you, Bryn, for the lovely miniature work going on here. Oh, who are we going to be? Oh, my gosh, there's a little science button!
It's a kobold
in a lab coat.
Oh, that is exactly what the servant looks like. They are human and Roman, but just somehow they're dressed like that.
Understood.
Decided. A servant carrying a tray walks through the door.
I immediately yell, get him before they kill Wild.
The servant jumps and you have a surprise round.
I attack.
Oh
no! We don't. We can't. I shout. We can't kill anyone.
Well, you've attacked. So you've gone first. Mm-hmm. How do you attack?
I attack using my rapier.
Okay. They are very much flanked. Wow.
And I will elect to do non-lethal damage.
Oh,
because I'm not an idiot. I just play one professionally. I may miss. That is 9.
Sorry, they dodge. And it's like, what? Guards!
Amidus uses the sleep spell knockout gas.
On all of us. Nice, do it.
Yeah, stick with it.
Poor impulse control.
Panic.
Yep, is that what you're doing?
Yep.
Okay.
Statistically speaking, it's actually a decent move because our saves will be higher than theirs.
Yes, mm-hmm. So where's my sleep spell? Got it.
It's probably a constitution save.
Well, it depends. Here's the really interesting thing. If it's just the direct port of the sleep spell, that affects number of hit dice per level.
It does.
So it will definitely get them, but then it gets real confusing as to who it gets next.
One of the four of us. Bang.
Absolutely, but I've no idea. This is one of the ones where you have to, like, flip a coin kind of thing.
Oh, so yes, poor impulse control over here has dropped a flask of knockout spell, which is
You can't tell me what not to do.
I can't, you're right, I genuinely can't.
I tried, it doesn't work.
I can only tell you the effects of what you do, which are that essentially a ported sleep spell goes off. Roll 5d8, that is the total number of hit points of things that you affect. People begin to fall asleep, starting with the person with the lowest hit points, which is the commoner servant.
Yeah, that works its way up. Yeah, makes sense.
Eight, eight, six, seven, and five.
Jesus,
that
James.
That is 12, 20...
34 total.
So it makes 34 hit points of people sleep.
Right, so it starts with... So Helen was on
13.
The
I'm
commoner.
Out again.
So it depends. The commoner could be a secretly enormously tanky individual, in which case we're all... Both.
But there won't be enough left to affect any of us after it's knocked out
true,
those two.
True, true.
No, the commoner has four hit points.
Nice.
So
leaving how many left over?
You said 34, Bryn.
Yeah, 17 remaining.
Yeah, because it's 17. Yeah. So you're at 17. The other three of you are completely equal. You are the smallest, though.
Economically,
you
yes.
You have 24 hit points, so it doesn't
has it
make
affected,
fall asleep.
We haven't said yet. Has it affected Wild as well?
Yes.
It has. Oh, yeah, it's completely.
So he's got 17 left over after already knocking out Wild.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
I keel over.
Good. Yep. So do I.
Yeah, you're holding on to me. Okay, so
Did I keel over awake? Because I keeled over either way.
Yeah, I think you were awake.
How many hit points do you have?
Max.
So, no, you do not fall unconscious.
You're not
cool, I just keel over then.
Yeah, yeah. So, so, yeah. Buff. Amidus and Riz are left standing over.
No!
Three
wild.
Unconscious seeming.
It got wild! I said I'm gonna kill him first!
Ozzy's
just asleep!
At least Azus is definitely not unconscious from the squealing.
Azus immediately grabs and shakes Wild, going, why, Wild?
Will that wake you up?
I think that does wake you
why?
Up, yes. I think
why?
That, what happens?
Why, Wild?
I'm fine.
Why?
We should tie up this servant and try... I'm using Hammett's voice.
Yeah.
I'm pretty
almost
sure...
Almost unconsciously.
You wake up the sleeping person if you attack them, don't you?
You wake up a sleeping person, like, as in, under the spell sleep, sorry. You wake them up if you physically try and wake them up, so, like, you give them a shake,
so like
or you attack them.
Yes, so you've attacked them.
So, guys, we should tie this guy up and make him tell us where the statue is. Be gentle, we'll wake him up.
Okay.
Fine.
Okay, so grab some sheets off the bed. We should tie him up and gag him so he can't scream, and then threaten him so he doesn't scream.
Stop.
And then ask.
Stab the sheets first.
It's fine. The sheets are fine. We've already touched the beds.
All right.
Be careful.
I don't help tie up. I help make sure the Wild isn't dead. I'm not sure I believe
Given
Wild.
This child a lifelong fear of bedding. Fortunately, you live in a warm climate.
Yep.
All right, well, we do what Bryn's character does then. Yeah. Okay.
I will perform as the servant.
We put a gag in the servant. Does that wake them up?
Seven is a fish.
Okay. We could take the gag out, but if you scream... We're gonna stab you. So don't scream, okay?
We'll definitely stab you.
In fact, can I suggest that we all point our rapiers ready to stab the person if they scream?
Yes, we all do that.
That's a lot
okay,
of damage.
I'm gonna take.
They might explode.
I'm gonna take the gag out.
Who gave you kids knives?
A really, really
society,
nice
society, right?
Sorry. Shut up!
Don't understand.
Look, I just carry a knife to defend myself.
That's in other people's houses.
I do it because it looks really cool.
That's more understandable.
We're looking for a tiny statue of Zeus.
The Zeus statue, yeah.
Yeah, where is it?
It's in the vault.
Where's the vault?
It's you're standing on it.
I'm just...
how do I know that... you won't stab me once I tell you.
Well, I mean...
We have thought that far ahead, we're teenagers.
If you don't tell us now, we will stab you. If you do tell us now, we might not stab you.
Will you promise? I mean, that you won't stab me?
Oh, I'll promise anything
promise.
You want.
What? No, that's not very reassuring.
Oh, I promise I'll be reassuring later.
Look, I'm not going to let any of these guys stab you if you help us. I'm in charge.
I wink visibly. It's
not reassured. What do you want to know?
Where's the vault? How do we get in?
It's underneath.
How do we get in?
You pull the cord.
Which cords?
We pulled the cord and you came.
Yeah.
Not falling for that again.
One of them summons the guards. One of them summons me. One of them pulls down the trapdoor. That's how it works.
Okay, so which one did you pull, Amadeus?
Amadeus points at the one he pulled.
Should have really kept track of that, but I was being kind.
Yeah.
All right. The third one. Yeah, you want to...
If it summons the guards, we'll definitely
stab you. We could just cut all the cords, jump up and down on the floor till you hear a hollow bit, and then just all jump together and smash through. And then Servant McServantson can't possibly get us to summon the guards, and Wild will be okay forever.
I don't think that's how it works.
I don't think that makes any sense. Right.
No. But small child, I respect your loyalty.
I respect nothing about you.
Oh, okay.
Well, thank you.
You were very helpful, but we're going to put the gag back in now. And I'm going to put you on. Stop using Hammond's voice. Damn it, Bryn.
You're very big and responsible now.
I'm going to put you on the bed. Okay, just have a nice nap or something. Just have a nap. Remember, if guards come, we're going
to
stab you.
Hit them and they'll go to sleep.
Is the bed a monster? Oh well then, off you go.
Did you have something more to say? I'll take the gag out again.
The bed is the trapdoor. Please don't.
Wait, what?
We know where the trapdoor is now.
It's under, and then I don't want to fall.
Okay. I'll put you in the corner instead. Yeah, just in the corner. Okay,
wait. Which one did she? Which one did they say was the guards one?
It's the one on the first one is the guards one.
I think
so. The middle one.
I think we should.
Is
pull
there, is
the
there
one.
A sense motive check?
Yes,
in
there
this
is.
System.
It's called insight.
Okay. Well, then I think we all need to do that.
All the teenagers.
I would like to assist Wild.
How?
In insight, I can lean across and go, I think they're lying. Or I can lean across and go, I think they're telling the truth.
I'm not going to give advantage for that. That's ridiculous.
I think that's fair.
Right.
Then I will roll myself.
16 total.
Oh, dear.
12 total.
Give me one.
4.
13 total.
Yeah, they're not very...
But they could roll high.
Charismatic. Or, Oh, they did. Yeah, they're totally telling the truth.
I lean across. I think they're telling the truth. Do we think they're telling the truth?
You do, categorically, because...
That's how
but
the
I'm
rules
asking the others.
I do.
Yeah, I completely believe them.
In a lot of ways, I wish no one had called for the insight check, because then we'd have been fine, but here we are.
I've got poor impulse control. Leave me alone.
So which one are we pulling?
The one that they said...
The middle one.
Yeah. Yeah,
go pull it.
It's whichever one.
There is a sound of tramping feet.
Pull the other one quickly. Pulls the other one quickly.
Okay, the bed drops down like a foldy. Imagine that, like, the bed is on the trapdoor and then it...
Oh, like a slide.
Yeah. And it's like, yeah.
Well,
it's
they
like a
really
slide.
Like this statue, like a lot.
Amadeus hops down the slide.
Yeah, so does Wild.
So we are dropping from at least the first story to the ground
floor. No, we're sliding.
You land on something soft.
No, I'm just trying to gauge where we are vertically. I'm not caring about the damage.
Oh, you, good thought, but I've just in my head headcanoned that you'd go down a slide.
But I mean, are we
really nice?
Do I think we're underground or
you're
at
underground.
Ground level? That's all I care about.
You're underground.
Okay, cool.
You go down a really fun slide.
Yeah,
it's really cool.
Oh, it's the best day of our lives.
Wait, did Wild go down?
Yeah.
I immediately dive after going, I'll save you, Wild!
It's okay!
Right. I'm going down last, and as I do it, I give a really dirty look to this servant, and I sort of... I do a fake... I'm not actually going to stab him, I'm just going to fake as if I'm about to.
Am I going
to
hit you? Yeah. Am I going to hit you?
Just with a re-gag face, they're like...
I stick my tongue out and dive down the slide.
Woo! As you slide down the slide, the shot, like, it zooms in. What's the thing where it, like, the shutter closes, like the end of a Looney Tunes.
The aperture closes.
Aperture closes.
A circle close.
On the children sliding down a lovely slide and definitely not heading down to anything more deadly underneath.
And then the bed closes with its teeth. Yes.
It does. It goes back up.
Oh, okay. No teeth.
It's because it's ancient Rome. It's not a helter skelter. It's a Hades ter skades ter. Thank you.
You're welcome. For sake.
Wow.
On that, goodbye, guys.
Bye. Bye.
Rusty Quill Gaming is a podcast distributed by Rusty Quill and licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Sharealike 4.0 international license. Today's episode was directed by Alexander J. Newell and produced by April Sumner. To subscribe, buy merchandise, or join our Patreon, visit rustyquill.com. Rate and review us online, tweet us at @TheRustyQuill, visit us on Facebook, or email us via mail@rustyquill.com. Join our community on the Discord via the website or on Reddit at r/RustyQuill. Thanks for listening.
That is, that is a 9 plus whatever that modifier was.
Plus 5.
14.
Oh, yeah, we're level 3.
I genuinely can't work out what its DC is.
I mean, I can tell you what its TC or thread count is, which I think is a more relevant consideration.
I thought it would be written down
it
here.
It should have its AC.
It'll be on a little label under one of the corners.
Okay, I got it. Yeah,
well, it depends if it's a second.
It's got a weakness to boil washing.
What did you roll?
Hi, everyone. Alex here. I'd just like to take a moment to thank some of our patrons. Nick Vega, Tyler Zuba, Pendragon, Becky Gregory, Rachel Merisman, Melissa, Connor Ferry, Wednesday, Grayson Center, Briar and Brian, Oya, Omnia, Wonder Womeme, Sasha Radula S, Kaylee Roy, Cynthia J, Izzy, William Hess, Megan Lim, Maggie Hoffman, Ms. French Name, Floating Space Trash, Andy Grimaldi, Erina, Michael Prideaux, Naomi Taylor, Sin, Piper, Gabe, Nicole H, Jadefire, Hunter Hardler, Joyful Joyous Joy, Amelie Christine, Sindri Mjolnir, Nathan Benson, The Crit Show, Noah Ayers, Melanie Dolby, Ruby Dian, Haley, Hannah Meller, Skella Chicken, Margaret, Emily Savage, George Garcia, Jesney Work, Gisela Navarro, Leah D, and Steve K. Thank you all. We really appreciate your support. If you'd like to join them, go to www.patreon.com/rustyquill and take a look at our rewards.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.